Second parak of Kelayim, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isus adayat zruah chitim, and nimel zaris ta'oyrim. A person who had a field which was planted wheat, and now he wants to change the purpose of his field and plant there barley. So obviously cannot plant barley right now, because there's wheat in the field, and it'll be kelayim to plant the barley. So what does he do? He has all these seeds of wheat in the field. It says, Yamsin lo ad she taslia. He should wait till the seeds start germinating and sprouting roots, which is Rambam says is about 3 days. The yoifach, and then plow the land, which is going to basically uproot all these seeds. By doing so, he doesn't have to be concerned that the seeds will eventually sprout, because they've already sprouted. And he doesn't have to be concerned that that which is sprouted will grow, because he's turning it over in the plowing process and uprooting it. And after kach yisro, then he could plant im simcha. If it started sprouting, lo yoimar, we're talking about the wheat started sprouting, lo yoimar ezra ve'achar kach oifach. He shouldn't say that I will first plant the barley, and then afterwards I will turn over the earth and plow the land, which basically the plowing of the land will not affect the new seeds, because they haven't sprouted yet, and it would kill the wheat that's there. Ela hoifach kach zareh. So the general rule is that when you want to put a new min inside, you're not allowed to say, well, afterwards I'll take care of the previous meal. You have to first take care of the previous thing that was growing, then get rid of it, and then only afterwards start planting. Now here we have a chiddush. How much does he have to plow? There'd be room to say that you have to plow every drop, every little area of this land, because you have to concern maybe there's some seeds over there. It says the Mishnah chiddush, it's enough to plow kitalmei harevia, like the rows of earth that one plants by the beginning of the rainy season. In other words, he does a normal plowing, and that's good enough. He may not get every grain of wheat that was planted, but he doesn't have to be concerned. The idea behind this is because once, if you don't plant simultaneously both seeds, it's only Osem and Rabbanim. Since Osem and Rabbanim, Chachamim were lenient and weren't matriach a person to have to plow every square centimeter of the ground. It's enough to do a regular plowing. If afterwards he sees that the wheat is growing to get with the barley, he's going to have to uproot the wheat. Yeah, Avishol Omer, today Shalo Yishar Roiva Lebeitzah. He says that you have to plow in a fashion that you don't leave a Roiva Lebeitzah, which is basically 1/24 of the area. One should not leave unplowed.